and me, and BPD. Season 4, Episode 10, Advice for Young People. I know. When I say advice for young people, like, it kind of negates the fact that I'm also a young person. I mean, I'm only 31. But what I mean by that is the audience of my... You know what? Hi. Let's start this over. My name is Steph. Hopefully you know that. I make this podcast. I love doing this podcast. And today is World Mental Health Day, which is it was put together by the UN to represent a commitment to understanding mental health, understanding the importance of mental health, and it takes place on October 10th. That is today. Backstory, a couple of days ago, I was thinking about making this episode, and I decided that I was going to kind of focus on what advice would you give to younger people. And mainly, this brings us back to this advice for young people, mental health advice for young people. I'm 31, and I got diagnosed with BPD when I was about 23, 24. So I've been living with this disorder for a long time, but officially been diagnosed for the better part of my adult life. And when I look at the audience of this podcast, and when I look at the people who reach out to me and the messages that I get from people, it's a lot of young people. Sometimes it's teenagers, but statistically, the majority of people who listen to this podcast are in between the ages of 18 to about 27. Some as old as 35, that's another category, but 18 to 27 is kind of the demographic that listens to this podcast. And I try to make a lot of the episodes be topical to kind of everybody, be applied to everybody. But I wanted to make an episode specifically for young people, specifically if you are just beginning to understand your mental health. Maybe you haven't gotten a diagnosis yet, but you're learning about it. Maybe you are on social media and you're seeing people post about their mental health journeys and trying to, you know, live life in a way that honors themselves, but also reflects the growth that they've experienced. And maybe you feel like you're stuck, right? Like, when we talk about tips for mental health for young people, I think a lot of the time people think like, oh, this young person is just experiencing this mental health disorder or just experiencing these symptoms. And in reality, a lot of us, especially those of us who have BPD, have been experiencing our kind of uncontrollable anger or our erratic behavior or the roller coaster of emotions that come with this disorder for a very long time. And when we talk about young people and what it means to be a young person in this world, navigating not only your mental health, but also trying to figure out what you're going to do for school and what your career is going to be and where you want your life to go. And do you want a relationship? Are you okay for a relationship? Or, you know, how do you make friends? Things like this really impact our mental health disorder. And it really impacts the way that we look at ourselves. And not only how we look at ourselves, but how we look at the world and our relation to other people. So while I'm gonna specifically focus on just some things that I've learned over my, you know, nearly 10-year experience of living with this disorder and talking to people and the advice that I give to people, because that's what a lot of my messages from listeners are, people seeking just a safe space to talk. I just thought that it might be good to highlight some of the things that, you know, I wish I had learned a little bit sooner. And you don't have to be a young person to listen to this episode, obviously. You can be 50 and just starting your mental health journey. You can be a mom with 3 kids just starting your mental health journey. You can be a guy who has never once had anybody speak to them about mental health and just be starting your mental health journey. Like, this is not only reserved for young people. I just think that when it comes to helping younger people, we need to take a nuanced approach to it. We need to understand that people are coming to podcasts and to, you know, Instagram pages and social media to try to find community. And so what I did was I asked on my Instagram stories, which is where I kind of always post episode ideas, what were some of the things that you wish you could tell your younger self, like teen or early 20s? And I'm just going to read you a few. Someone said that they wish they could tell themselves that you don't have to fit into the mold that the world is trying to fit you into. And I think as, you know, someone who is late diagnosed autistic, which is also my experience, that really resonated with me, because I think for a very long time, even when I first got diagnosed with BPD, I thought, okay, I need to get rid of this mental health, like mental illness. I need to be okay. And I need to be the same as everybody else. And I need the things that affect me to not affect me anymore. And I need to change. And fundamentally, everybody is going to change. You're going to change all the time throughout your life. And you're going to change many times throughout your life. Like, the person that I am now compared to the person that I was even a year ago is completely different. But that doesn't mean that I need to change for anybody else. And that's kind of the first thing that I want to touch on, is if you've been living with, you know, anxiety or depression or overwhelming feelings for quite a while, and you feel like nobody understands you, or you feel like everybody else has it easier than you do, I want you to know that that's not true. A lot of us are hiding. A lot of us don't feel comfortable talking about our mental health until we do. Until we learn the skills and the tools to be able to talk about things without becoming overwhelmed. And that takes time. So if you're just beginning this mental health journey, if you are just starting to explore this disorder, or you're just starting to explore how you can live life in a more kind way towards yourself, understand that there is no box you have to fit into. There is no mold that you need to meet. And if anybody is putting that on you, if it's your friends or your family or your culture or society that you live in, just recognize that there are many, many, many different ways to be in the world. And there will always be people who are mentally ill. There have always been people who are mentally ill. And just because some people are able to hide it more than you are, or are able to cope with it more than you are, does not make you a failure. And that was something else that somebody brought up, is that if you are struggling, you are not a failure. It is not your fault that you don't know how to cope. It is not your fault that you are not taught emotional coping mechanisms. And it takes quite a while to sit back and realize that fundamentally, the world can be a very traumatic place for us. For those of us who feel things too intensely, for those of us who were told that we are going overboard, or for those of us who were told that, you know, you're the problem, you have the issue. And it was put on our shoulders at a very young age that we were the ones who were wrong somehow. And I hope you know that it is not your fault. It is not your fault that the people in your life didn't know how to support you properly. And as you grow older, as you begin to open up and begin to have conversations with other people, deep
conversations, whether it's a therapeutic way of kind of navigating your mental health and you go very intense in working with a therapist and working with a team of people to help you, or it is finding community that supports you, that allows you to be more open and more honest with what you are struggling with. Either way is great, but you will learn how to cope. And there are some things in life that we just learn with time. And one of the main things that I really want to kind of press into your mind is that you weren't given the skills. You weren't. And so when you're sitting here and you're feeling overwhelmed and you're thinking, why is it just me? Why can't I be better? Why can't I be like this person? Why can't I make the right decisions? Why do I have to experience all of this? Take a breath and recognize that you can't do very much when you are in a state of overwhelming emotions. And it takes time and self-kindness to be able to work through the things that have been said to you, the things that have been pushed into your head, and the way that you have been taught how to handle things. And sometimes the way we've been taught hasn't been the greatest. You know, I see it with the kids that I work with, these like beautiful little 4 and 5 year olds who are so angry and so filled with anger. And I wonder, why are you like that? Why aren't you getting the love that you need? And ultimately, it is not their fault. And so if you are 18 or 19 or 20 and you've been told your whole life that you're wrong or you're the problem or you're too much, that's not your fault. Maybe you are too much. And maybe the people in your life just can't handle that. That can be true. But that's not a bad thing. The differences and the uniqueness that this kind of mental health world bring to us, the understanding that it gives us that there are other people like us out there, that's a beautiful thing to experience. And it's good to find that community. So if that's through listening to this podcast, or if that's through going onto Reddit and reading Reddit stories, or it's through social media and looking up hashtags and finding other people who live the same life that you do or who have experienced the same things that you do, it is important to understand that you were not given the tools to be able to navigate the world. And so you have to learn them. And you have to be kind to yourself. I think most of all, kindness goes a long way. And a lot of the times when we think about the negative things about ourselves, the things that we don't really like, it really comes from a place of comparison from us to other people. Or it comes from a place of bad self-esteem because we weren't built up. We weren't told that we were loved. We weren't told that, you know, everybody is different and everybody is going to have different ways of being. And if you are just given this disorder and now you're like, well, what do I do? What do I do with this information? What do I do with this label that's been put on me? You can decide what to do with it. You can tell people if you feel comfortable, but you don't have to. There is no reason why anybody needs to know every single thing about you. And I think that's another thing that comes with being young, is we want people to know things about us. We want to tell people. We want to find connection. And sometimes what that does is we feel like we are giving so much to somebody else. We feel like we are connecting with them. And then they leave and we feel a sense of abandonment and we wonder, I told you so much about me. How could you just leave me like that? And one of the things that I think it's important to realize is not everybody is going to be able to handle what you bring to them. And sometimes that means that our family isn't able to handle it. Sometimes it means that we have friends and we start to tell them about our mental health and they kind of drift away. And you can't walk around feeling like you are wrong for simply being the way that you are. There's nothing wrong with the way that you are. It is just a way of being. And there are some people who are going to be way more chill and way more confident and way more able to live and not get overwhelmed. And then there are going to be other people that can't do that. And your limitations don't have to completely put you into I can't do things. And I think there's a fear that comes across when people start to grow up and they start to realize that they need accommodations, that they need different ways of being in their life. And they need people around them, and maybe they don't find them. And so they start to feel like they're wrong and they need to change. But the people in your life are going to grow up as well. And if you give them the chance, you know, within reasonable means, if you give them the chance to grow with you and to listen to you, then hopefully they will. And if they don't, then that is not your fault. Fundamentally, your mental health is the way it is. And the way that you interact with the world is based on so many different factors. And like I was saying, it's not your fault that you weren't taught good emotional coping skills. It's not your fault that you weren't taught how to manage your anger or how to manage when you feel overwhelmed. And if you break down and you have panic attacks and you feel like, why can't I just do what everybody else is doing? Then you need to rest. Rest is sacred. It is beautiful. It is something that I had to learn because I was pushing myself to the point that I was having panic attacks at work and I was coming home exhausted and I wasn't sleeping and I felt like I couldn't breathe. And one of the important things to realize is that there is no timeline. There is no way that your life has to go. And your life is going to be different from other people's. And maybe that means that you focus on your mental health and you put all your energy into that and you don't have as much time to, you know, have friendships. Maybe you don't have as much time to keep up with people that just don't support you anymore. And that's okay. It's okay to change. And it's okay to be afraid. You know, it's okay to feel scared sometimes. I think a lot of us avoid fear. We avoid these more negative, in quotation marks, emotions because we feel like they're going to overwhelm us so much. And they do overwhelm us. I've had times where I've felt sadness and it's become all-encompassing and it's become really dark. And that's when I have to remind myself that it is going to be okay. It is going to be okay eventually. And maybe right now it's not. Maybe right now it really fucking sucks. And it's really hard. And you're struggling. And you just want somebody to tell you it's going to be okay. And I'm telling you that it is. But you need to give yourself the time to rest. To stop. A lot of us think that we have to fill ourselves up with ideas and like things to occupy our time, and we can't be alone with our mind because if we are, then we're going to fall into this negative self-talk and we're going to spiral and it's going to be too much. And one of the most beautiful things you can do is just give yourself the space to breathe. to stop, to rest. If that means you sleep more, then you sleep more. Because you won't always sleep more. You won't always feel this way. You'll feel it right now, and it will really suck, and it will be really hard. But you won't always feel like this. And if you can meet yourself with kindness, somebody said, let that shit go. Let the shit that doesn't belong to you go. And it's true. If you're not met with kindness in your world, if the people in your life are not supporting you, then you just, as hard as it is, you just have to recognize that this will not always be your life. You will not always be in this bad position, bad being, whatever term you want to take it as. You will not always be in a place where you won't feel comfortable. But it takes time and effort, and it's hard. And maybe you feel like you've been doing so much and you put so much time and effort in. I know I reached this place in the first, like, maybe 2 or 3 years of being diagnosed, where I was, you know, in therapy, and I had quit my job, and I had kind of stepped back from drinking and doing all these different things and made all these lifestyle changes, and I realized I don't feel any better. I still feel overwhelmed. I still feel out of control sometimes. And that's where you have to recognize that, you know, healing takes a long time. And that with BPD and with autism and with ADHD and with depression, well, chronic depression, these things don't go away. They are lifelong illnesses. And you wouldn't tell somebody with a chronic condition, you wouldn't tell somebody with diabetes, oh, just move on, be better. And mental health is, as the UN says today, a human right. It is universal. Not everybody will experience a disorder. Not everybody will get a diagnosis. But all of us will at least be able to experience what it is to struggle with understanding and struggle with our feelings. And it takes a lot of time. As I've said multiple times, kindness. And patience. To recognize that you don't need to have everything figured out now. You don't need to be thinking about the past all the time in order to make a better future. You can just say, I will have a better future. I will live a better future. I will eventually get to a place where I am happy. Whatever happiness is, your happiness does not need to look the same as other people's. Your joy does not need to look the same as other people. But you will feel different if you allow yourself to. Stop letting these ideas and these kind of narratives that have been forced upon you continue to hold you back from the beauty that life is. The kind of last thing I'm going to say, in terms of if you're a young person, is if you feel like you're making wrong decisions, if there's a voice in your head that is saying, don't do this, you need to learn to listen to that voice inside, because there is something about trusting yourself that a lot of us with BPD struggle with. We struggle with doing things that we feel like we have to, or we feel like we are coerced into, or we want to impress people so we do things. And in reality, there's no one you have to impress except for yourself. And if you've done things that you feel guilty about, guilt is just a reminder to listen to yourself a little bit more. Guilt is a reminder to trust that inner voice that is saying to you, hey, this is not a good idea. And if you're struggling and you just want somebody to support you through that, find people. My DMs are always open. I am always willing to have conversations with people. It might not be, you know, everything you need to hear, but I will try to support you as much as possible. But also, just learn how to trust yourself. Sometimes we can learn that by journaling. Sometimes we can learn it by coming back to our body and listening. Are you feeling more tired today? Maybe you need to sleep. Maybe if your brain is saying, hey, this is a bad idea, this person's a bad idea, doing this thing is a bad idea, and you realize that you're running away from something, you're running away from your emotions, then you just stop and recognize that maybe this decision doesn't need to be made right now. I always kind of felt like when I was younger, especially when I was like 21 and 22, I always felt like there was an immediacy to life. I had to make this decision now. I had to do these things right now, because if I never did, I would never find happiness. I was very definitive in my way. And I said, if I don't do this, then I'm never going to be happy again. And that's not true. My happiness looks different than other people. My sadness looks different than other people. And the way I live is the way I live. I can, if I want, start to compare myself to others and start to think, oh, well, I could be doing better here and I could be making better choices and blah, blah. But like, in reality, my life is pretty comfortable. And I've reached a space where I don't need to feel so overwhelmed, where I can say, I'm going to rest. And I'm going to give my body the chance to sleep, even if it's hard. Even if that means it's a nap on a Tuesday afternoon. Just know that this healing, this learning, this unpacking, this growth and change takes time. And your opinion of yourself will change. The way you relate to your own past and your future and the different things in life that come up for you will change. And if I can ask you to be kind to yourself and to give yourself the space to breathe through the harder emotions and realize that they won't always be here, you will find little pockets of joy in your life. And if you just go through life finding pocket after pocket after pocket of joy, you'll realize that there's so many things that can bring you happiness. Little things in your everyday life. I hope that you found something of worth in this episode. I'm always really on the fence about, you know, making episodes like this where it's more just kind of me talking. And if you really like this kind of thing, I'd be more than happy to do it. I've been thinking about making an episode that's just like me just talking about my life and going through the things that I experienced and just like an autobiography type of thing. But I digress. If you want to reach out and you just want some support, as I said, my DMs are always open. You can message me on Instagram at journey, journey.bound. B-O-U-N-D. I'd be happy to talk to you. I'd be happy to send you some hearts and support. And just know that you're not alone. That's one of the biggest things. If you can carry this in your life, if you can walk through life knowing that there are thousands upon millions of other people that are experiencing something similar. Obviously, everybody's situation is going to be different. You're not going to be me at 32, or you might be, but you're going to be your own person. But that kind of loneliness or that sadness or that overwhelming feeling that you feel, many of us feel that on a daily basis. And we're all just trying. We're all just trying to be okay with ourselves and with our life. And that takes effort and patience and ultimately kindness. And I love you. I love you. I truly do. I think you, I don't know who you are, but I think you have the ability to be so much more than you ever believed you could be. And it was not your fault that you weren't given the tools to be able to function properly in quotations, as always. But I love you, and I support you, and I want you to be here in whatever way you can be, and I want you to find happiness in your life. And if no one else has told you that today, then let me be the person to tell you that, because you truly deserve to be happy, and you deserve support and love and to be comfortable with yourself. So happy World Mental Health Day. Happy finding this podcast and finding your way through life. And I wish you nothing but the best. And I will see you later. Bye.